Good morning. This is Amy Worth, Commission Authority Chair. I'd like to call to order the meeting of the Bay Area Headquarters Authority, BAHA, for Wednesday, October 8th. First of all, I'd like to turn to the Secretary to confirm that we have a quorum.
We have a quorum.
Great. Thank you. And also, please note that this meeting is being audio cast on the MTC website and would ask all speakers to speak clearly into our microphone so we can record all the discussions. If you'd like to, we look forward to public comment. If anybody would like to make a comment on any of the items, please, the speaker cards are over on the table by the window. So with that, I would like to first request approval of the consent calendar.
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Dodd, seconded by Commissioner Tissier. Any discussion? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? That motion carries unanimously. Next, item 3, contract. Move coordination services for relocation connections in the amount of $400,000. I'd like to turn to staff for that report, please. Thank you.
Good morning, Commissioners. Mamie Lay, MTC Section Director for Administrative and Technology Services. I'm requesting that BAHA authorize the Executive Director as designee to negotiate and enter into a contract with Relocation Connections, Inc. for move coordination services in an amount not to exceed $400,000. As part of its agreements with the partner agencies, BAHA is obligated to provide move coordination and move services for agency partners, ABAG, the Air District, and MTC. The proposed scope of work includes an initial assessment, asset inventory, relocation planning and scheduling, budgeting, and coordination of the physical moves. The move coordinator will also assist with the procurement, pricing, and selection of the physical movers and other related services. All work will be completed for a December 2015 move-in. Upon approval of the contract award, staff will enter into negotiations with Relocation Connections, Inc. to finalize a schedule, scope of work, and project plan. Staff recommends that BAHA authorize the executive director or his designee to negotiate and enter into a professional services agreement with Relocation Connections, Inc. to provide move coordination services for the relocation of the partner agencies to 375 Beale Street in San Francisco through December 31st, 2015, in amount not to exceed $400,000 for this contract. Thank you.
Thank you very much for that report. Are there any questions on this item?
I'll move approval.
Okay, we have a motion moved by Commissioner Tissier, seconded by Commissioner Dodd. Is there any public comment? I have no speaker cards. Okay, with that, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposition? That motion carries unanimously. Thank you. We will now move on to item 4, which is an update on presentation by Cushman and Wakefield on the marketing of non-agency commercial and retail space at 370 Beale for leasing opportunities. So, again, may I turn to staff?
Yes.
Terry Green, thank you.
Terry Green, Director of BAHA. And Stephen will pull up the PowerPoint presentation. As most of you know, we purchased a building in 2011, I think it was, and we've been steadily renovating the project. Well, hold on one second. Wrong PowerPoint. So over the last couple of years, we have been renovating the project and getting it ready for agency occupancy. One of the things that I wanted to So one of the things that I wanted to just point out is that we did buy a building, as most of you know, that was a little bit larger than what our agency requirements were. However, the plan was always that the agencies would occupy most of the building and then the rest of the space would be available for tenants and to lease until we were able to grow into that space. The first floor includes the boardroom, the multipurpose rooms for public meetings. We also have some retail space on the first floor, and then a concierge customer service center. Floor 2, there is going to be the Air District's laboratory. There's also some other office space, and then the remainder of the space, a very small portion of it, would be available to lease. And then floors three, part of it would be reserved for Fast Track Customer Service Center, and then the remainder of the floor would be available to lease, as well as four and floors five. And then the agencies would also occupy floors six, seven, and eight. At this time, we have been working over the last, well, probably year, working with Cushman Wakefield on marketing the building for occupancy by prospective tenants. And at this time, I'd like to introduce Mark McGranahan, who is Vice Chairman and Managing Broker for Cushman Wakefield, as well as Sandra Boyle, who's the Director of Corporate Occupier and Investor Services, and also heads up the property management services for the building. And with that, Stephen, if you could turn to the next slide.
Great. Good morning, everybody. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to be here today. I was asked to give a brief overview of the San Francisco market. So from this first slide, you can see the market is roughly 75 million square feet, of which approximately 15 million is what we would classify as a Class B inventory, of which we think 375 Beale fits in that. You can see the vacancy rate overall is a robust 8.3%, but the Class B vacancy is approximately 11.1%, so it underperforms the overall market. And you can see from the slide that the rental rates are approximately $57 a square foot overall, in the Class B market, approximately $51.16. We also put a little comment on the side. The Class B market's pretty broad, and our comps that we think would be appropriate for the spaces at hand are more in the $47 to $48 range. On the next slide, we gave a brief overview of what we intend to accomplish to market the property. In our market in San Francisco, the majority of tenants are represented by brokers. So first and foremost, we're going to put together a presentation to solicit the help of our colleagues in the brokerage communities. That will include a website, a marketing brochure, which we're pretty close to finalizing, and then we'll go out and market it directly to the brokers as well as to individual companies that we think would be good targets for the property. So we'll be working on that in the next 12 months. And on the right-hand side, we just put a couple highlights why we think the building is unique and how it might perform in the marketplace. And it's got a very nice large floor plate, which provides some advantages for some bigger tenants, maybe some disadvantages for smaller ones. We've got parking. It's LEED Gold. You've done a great job renovating the building with a gigantic atrium in the middle. So we think it'll be very attractively received to the market once we bring it to a more formal marketing process. On the next page, there's a hypothetical, and Sandra's going to speak to that.
So in order to effectively market this space, we actually had the building measured and remeasured, and we did conceptual design on, this is actually the fifth floor. If you look, so when we're marketing this space, we have actually three suites there, and the reason we did this on the fifth floor is the fifth floor would be the flex floor where the agencies would eventually grow into. And so we're looking at sort of the Beale side, the west side, as the side that they would grow into. So that's just a typical floor plan layout.
So on the next slide, if you can get to the next one, is who's in the market? Who are we going to lease to? And as everybody probably reads in the paper, San Francisco is awash with technology tenants. And in this slide, they represent 35%. It's been as high as 50%. And we've tried to highlight what we would perceive as our real target market for this quality of building in this location, and given the right groups that would work well within the building and not tax it too heavily. And so you can see real estate construction, nonprofits, healthcare, medical, education, energy, and engineering. So those are our target markets.
So on that first floor space, we actually have two retail areas that we've designated. One is about 4,000 square feet. The target operator for that 4,000 square feet is typically a breakfast, lunch, dinner, and heavy catering operator. Note that we are not trying to get somebody that has a full kitchen in there, because that gets very expensive. So what we're really doing is looking for an operator that has a commissary that supports that location. We're being very sensitive to negotiating for an operator that will extend their hours beyond the typical San Francisco operator, so that we can support any services to the community in and around the building. The smaller retail will probably be combined in some way with the the customer service center. So in that smaller retail, we're really looking for coffee and ancillary grab and go and things like that to support the employees in the building.
Okay. And to conclude, now wanted to give you an overview of the proposed leasing process. As we said before, we've been actively working with Cushman Wakefield on marketing the property to prospective tenants. Well, in reality, we haven't really formally started marketing, but we've had a lot of interest in the building just because people know that it's there, and so they've come to Cushman Wakefield. We will have initial discussions with prospective tenants on various leasing parameters, including lease price, occupancy, tenant improvement allowances, and other terms and conditions. And once we have discussions with Cushman Wakefield, I will present that along with Cushman Wakefield team, present that information to the executive office, Steve, Andy, Brian, and our general counsel, and do our financial due diligence and other due diligence. And then that could lead to a signed non-binding letter of intent from the prospective tenants and their representative brokers. And that generally means that there is serious consideration by the all parties to enter into a lease. And what we plan to do is to bring each real estate opportunity to Baja for review, for guidance, and authorization to proceed. And if we're successful in getting your approval and your guidance and direction, then we will do the final negotiations and then bring the final transaction back to Baja. This concludes our presentation. I don't know if there are any additional questions.
Are there any questions? Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you very much for that comprehensive report. And I know we're in good hands to be marketing this excellent space. So thank you. Thank you very much.
And you're welcome.
And that segues into item number 5, which is we will adjourn into closed session for a conference with real property negotiators. Baja will meet in closed session pursuant to Government Code Section 54956.8 to confer with real property negotiators to discuss a potential commercial lease opportunity at 375 Beale Street. The negotiators for Baja and Cushman Wakefield are Baja negotiator Steve Heminger, Executive Director, Andrew Vermeer, Deputy Executive Director Brian Mayhew, Chief Financial Officer Terry Green, Director. Cushman and Wakefield negotiators are Mark McGranahan, Managing Broker, and Sandra Boyle, Director. The property at issue is Suite 300B at 375 Beale Street. Our Baja negotiators have been negotiating with Jonathan Allen and Greg Zeising with Abison Young as the negotiating team for Rutherford Chechny, the prospective tenant. So first of all, I'd like to know, is there any public comment prior to adjourning to closed session? All right. If not, then I'd just ask if everybody might take their belongings with them, and we will convene in closed session. Okay. Yes, I'd like to reconvene our Baja meeting, bring it back into open session, and turn to our council for a report on that.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The authority met in closed session pursuant to Government Code Section 54956.8 to confer with real property negotiators as listed on the agenda to discuss a potential commercial lease opportunity at 375 Beale Street, Suite 300B, and there was no reportable action.
Thank you very much. And we'll now turn to item 7, which is our public comment. Do I have any public comment? Seeing none, we will adjourn our meeting to our next meeting, which will be Wednesday, November 19th at Metro Center. So thank you very much.